It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network on iHeartRadio, the voice of freedom, the out loud truth. This is where you come to hear the military and intel experts, the National Security Hour. And today on the National Security Hour, your host will be Dr. Michael Scheuer, New York Times bestselling author, and Colonel Mike. Now, America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio Network. You can also hear us on our media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, and Alexa. That's AAA. We stream 24/7, and now you can also hear them on the podcast on the same apps. All of our shows go typically 1 or 2 days, mostly 2 days, after the broadcast they're heard on talk radio. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, and many, many more. And you know, I can't count how many more platforms we're on, but we're there. No matter where you are in the world, around the world, in America, you'll find us. Be sure to subscribe and rate the show on Apple Podcasts for us. And be sure to make AmericaOutloud.news. How do you like that? We're now .news since January. Your daily stop for latest news and happenings. Now, if you go to AmericaOutloud.news, there's so many good shows. There's a lot of good articles, a lot of good videos, and you want to spread that, you know? We all must do our part and share the stories. Now, this could be a one-stop shop. You get up in the morning, you're like, okay, what do I want to look at? Boom, AmericaOutloud.news, right? And that's before you go to anybody else. So let's just share it. We help secure America's future. You could find out more about our show and other shows and get all the latest podcasts if you go to the menu nav bar at AmericaOutloud.news under the show schedule, and you'll be in the know. Okay, and as we say every week, with liberty and justice for all, which comes from Malcolm, I want to welcome my co-host today, Monday again, 8 p.m. Remember, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Hey, we're going to go to Eastern Daylight Time now. We're on Eastern Daylight Time. We already passed. We changed the clock a couple of days ago. So we're on, I used to say Eastern Standard, so now we're on Eastern Daylight. I want to welcome Dr. Mike back. Dr. Mike, how are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It was great. Now we got an extra hour. Went forward, leap forward. All right. And Mike, I'd like to start, if you don't mind, let's open up with, you know, everybody's going to have their opinion, but let's open up what happened last Thursday, which was the State of the Union. You know, another total, oh my gosh, false, whatever you want to call it, lies, greatest economy, safest, secure around the world. Sweden threw up their hands from, you know, being a neutral state and joined NATO, which, you know, I mean, after they opened the borders the way they did, you know, self-immolation.
Sweden found a way to get on the Titanic when it was halfway submerged.
Yeah, well, if that's what it is, Mike.
It is.
And listen, NATO, you know, Americans, we just can't say to the audience it's NATO or the Europeans, Mike. It's the Americans too.
Well, yeah, but Sweden shot itself in the head to get into a wreck of a warmongering institution. It must have more to do than Russia. It must have something to do with their belief that the idiot decision they made to flood their country with black Africans and Muslims, who now control much of the inner cities in all of that country, that somehow NATO is going to defend themselves. Well, the rest of NATO is just like that. It's hard to figure their mindset, the way their mind works. To me, Colonel.
Well, you know, I think to a lot of people, Mike, you know, and look, you know, I always look at to peel the onion and, you know, what is the benefit for the two countries who said, hey, let's have them come in. You know, what's the benefit? You know, what was holding it up? The Sultan was holding it up for quite a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And there's got to be a benefit, right? Nobody does anything for nothing in this world. So, you know, some of the other NATO members might have benefited from it. And I think in the case of the Sultan, he had there was refugees in that country, which he had an issue with, right?
Yeah.
So you could look at that point of view. But again, you're right. I mean, they opened the floodgates for Africans, which have nothing in common with Scandinavians, to be
it's
in the country.
It's hard to understand that one, isn't it?
It's very hard, but it's, you know what? Now looking at our country, you would say, well, this is it's a globalist thing, Mike.
And I didn't mean to exempt our country. Yeah. Our country is far worse.
Yeah, it's a globalist thing.
Yeah, we were founded on the basis of British common law, the British mm-hmm. Constitution, and the founders, and we've abandoned all of that. And so does the British, by the way. But yeah, it just Sweden was a little pocket of neutrality that no one was going to bother because it was too cold and not worth the game. But they have suddenly put themselves in the midst of the European Civil War that's coming.
Do you think it's actually coming, Dr. Mike?
I think there's going to be, you know, the one problem that's seldom addressed is so many of our light weapons, rifles, mortars, machine guns, have leaked out of the Ukraine, not only to war zones around the world like Yugoslavia and other places, or former Yugoslavia, but to other countries in Europe. I would suspect that the Europeans as a whole are better armed now than they have been in the last 100 years, just on the basis of what the Ukrainians sold of our weaponry to pocket for themselves in terms of what was paid for them. So I can't think that Irishmen and British people and Scots are going to go down without a fight. They may lose, because in many countries, the police seem to be on the side of the internationalists now, globalists, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call them. But they ain't going to go down quietly, just like we won't.
Well, I think they're a little bit more pacified when you come to like the Scots and the Brits, don't you?
Well, they somehow managed to elect foreigners, Pakistanis, I think, in both cases, that hate them. Mm-hmm. The Irish fought for how many hundreds of years, or at least 100 years, maybe more, certainly way mm-hmm. more than 100 years, to get rid of the British. And now suddenly they've all changed their mind and they don't want to be Irish anymore. They want to flood their country with Muslims, Africans, and every other piece of refuse that can be jammed.
Well, isn't that country one of those countries where there's two husbands? I think so.
Yes, I think that's right. I think both of them are.
Right. So
yeah, it's another
LGBTQRST.
Yeah. Now, why would you not surrender to the British, who are, after all, somewhat cognizant of the importance, or were cognizant of the importance of ethnic unity, and then give up all of that and elect people who are out to groom your children, de-sexualize organum, or take their sexual organs away? Why would you ever vote for someone like that? Irish people are always renowned for caring about their children, and yet they have elected people who are going to dismember them.
I think you'd have to spin back, Mike. You got to spin back. You say Irish people have always been. No, it's not like that anymore. It hasn't been like that, I guess, 15 years. Just like America. I mean, they've been going down. They went down the path a little earlier than we did. We noticed all this in the last 4 years, right? It's been coming. It's a slow roll. But Yeah.
But I think their educational systems were just as corrupted, just as slowly and methodically as ours has been.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose that explains a lot of the ideas, but also cowardice, just as in this country, explains a lot of it. People are afraid to say, LGBT rule is just another form of tyranny meant to destroy the human race, and that's it.
Let's not forget it started with tolerance, Mike.
Yeah, well, tolerance means that we own this country. Those people who we let in, and we can choose who comes in, can practice their religion, practice their family values inside the house, speak the languages that they want inside the house. They can do whatever they want, but tolerance does not mean surrender to foreign enemies. And that's what tolerance has come to mean to you. You're only tolerant if you're tolerant of every type of sadistic, sexually depraved, war-loving kind of people. And it's madness, Colonel. It's just a madness. And if you're afraid would to say anything, then you deserve to go down with them.
Would that be like fascist money?
Well, I think it is a fascism. Certainly Joe was a fascist last night. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he's always been. Perhaps that's what the Democrats are. What is his claim to fame? LGBT domination and dead babies. Now, what in the world kind of legacy would be, what kind of a person would want that kind of legacy? I think it's quite mad, really. But more people have to come to the conclusion that we are faced with a tyranny just as the Southerners were faced when the North tried to take away what was constitutionally protected property. Whether you liked slavery or not, what needed to be changed was the law and not an invasion of the South. But, you know, at least the South had the guts to try to defeat that and try to get out of the Union according to the Constitution, very fairly, very quietly, very peacefully, and the North wouldn't let them do it. So what we really have is a problem of personal courage that it takes to defend a republic or democracy on a lower scale.
But last week, when they had that State of the Union, okay, and you had all these women in white again, and I don't understand what that signaling is. Maybe somebody will come out with it. They did it with Trump, like you said. It's the abortionists wearing virgin robes. I don't know. Is that like some kind of satanic thing or sadistic thing? If anybody knows, please email us. Please tell us.
They really should be wearing white robes streaked with blood. Then you would understand what it is. But right now it's meaningless unless it means they're supporting the Klan.
It looked like a Klan thing, didn't it, Mike?
It did. And yeah. With the brain power in the women, mostly in Congress on the Democratic side, it probably could be. Maybe the Klan pays well this year.
Well, he also clapped out to Nancy about his age. You know, they're both in their 80s now, showing that they're really on top of their game. But here's one that was it took the cake last week, too, just before the State of the Union speech. OK, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, Merrick Garland, is telling us that it's immoral. In fact, it's racist. In fact, it's illegal to ask people for their IDs when they vote to verify who they are and say who they are. So he's letting us know up front, we'll probably prosecute you if you ask for the ID when they come to vote. I think that's just like a whistle, dog whistle, Mike.
Oh, I think that's probably right, Colonel. And they say he is the media, at least the alternative media is, hey, that he's got as much evil in his background from previous positions that he held, that he's running as fast as he can to make sure he can put tyranny in place before the avenging angels of our nature, as Lincoln would call, or Lincoln didn't call it, but our avenging angels get after him and his like, and he's unfit. You know, as much as I dislike the senator from Kentucky, McConnell, he mm-hmm. made sure that bastard never got onto the Supreme Court. We'd still be dealing with him, and the hole we dug ourselves would be much deeper if he had been there.
I forgot all about that. Thank you for reminding us.
I think you have to respect McConnell for having the wisdom to whatever he knows about the Attorney General was sufficient for him to take an awful lot of abuse for keeping him off the court. But I think he did the nation a favor.
You know, Mike, I really never paid attention to this guy Garland until he came in.
No, I know it, Colonel. I know it, but he really became front and center because of McConnell. And you look into what is that bombing they say that he covered up to?
Oklahoma
bombing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if that's
true. Well, he goes back to the
neocons. He acts like
Go ahead.
He acts like he's afraid of the people. I think. And that's one thing I got from hearing the talk last week by Biden, was that really two things. He hates the Republic, and he hates Americans, and he hates anybody who disagrees with him. And I also thought it was kind of a release of bent-up self-hate, because he's failed everything in his life. He's a failure. And he's got to the position because of an election he could never win on his own. He couldn't campaign. He can't speak. They must have doped him up to the gills yesterday to get him out on Thursday last week to get him out on the podium for that long. But his eyes flashed hatred, and I think a lot of the flash was back at himself because he's just a scoundrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should understand that in the West, there's no alternative voice to neoconservatives. There's no opposition. You can't razz an ally for peace. Putin and Xi are the only constraints right now on total hegemony, Mike.
Yeah.
And all the neocons over the year, you got Nuland, you got Clinton, you got McCain, you got Valerie, you have, what's his name? And he gave a shout out to his boyfriend last week, Lindsey Graham. You know, and Lindsey's smiling and laughing, you know, doesn't matter. He's there for life, you know.
If Hercules had to look at the United States today, as he looked at the, what do they call him, the Haugian stables that he had to clean. If he had to clean the United States, I think he'd think twice about taking on the job, because it's a terrible dirt hole because of the Democrats and because of the Republicans. The Republicans are
let's not leave them out. No, leave them out.
The Republicans are going to vote or and I might have missed it. It may have voted already for $46 billion more for Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to them that Ukraine is out of soldiers. They've killed them all, or most of them, and now their average age is 43, which I don't think against a young and virile Russian army is going to have much of a chance except to die quickly. It's everything, you know, you say it better than anybody, Colonel. Everything is upside down. And you run into people and you listen to people. And Biden's speech was one of those things where you wonder what world he lives in.
All right, we got to shut it down right now because we're going to come up on a break. And coming up in segment two, I want to talk a little bit about Putin. Paul Craig Roberts had something out there. And, you know, we really got to concentrate now, Mike, because with this Swedish thing and pushing forward, you know, the American people just go on like life is like nothing. Well, I think the Japanese people did, you know, during World War II, and I think the Germans did too, until they realized that, you know, life isn't, you know, a bowl of cherries or sauerkraut.
Nope.
Or let's say sashimi. All right, so that's it for the first segment. We're going to go to the commercial break, and we'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Hey, welcome back. You're on Two Mics. on America Out Loud. .news, the National Security Hour. I'm reading, I'm looking, I'm listening, and everybody's talking about the election, you know, and Trump's doing well, and, you know, he's kicking ass in states and stuff like this. But, you know, what has anybody done? What has the RNC done? What has all these the various groups that take this nonprofit money? What has the grassroots really done to say, like, Dominion's still there? There's not going to be paper ballots. And now it's not just a matter of flipping a switch and saying electronically you could steal the election, which would create another 3,000 million, billion, trillion podcasts. Can I repeat that? 3,000 trillion, million, billion podcasts of the bullshit story about the electronic switch that nobody did anything the last 4 years about. Okay. All right. So if we're not going to do anything now and it's late in the game, we already had 4 years. We're not going to do paper ballots. And now, and we didn't have this in 2020, but we're going to have in 2024 is the bazillion people that came across the border. And he did speak last week some bullshit, you know, about he's really into immigration and we want to get together on this. And, you know, the conservatives, if my friends on the other side, stop the crap. OK, both of you are full of crap. OK. You know, you could just shut the border. Don't talk about the fence. And now they're talking about Israel going to come and help us with a fence. Another, come on. You know, how many of these jobs could we take? You know, so the thing is, we're going to have all these people voting now because Garland's going to say you don't need an ID, which they're going to go get a motor voter. They'll probably get a license, whatever, because wherever they put them in the states, those people that they have in those states are going to get them, you know, IDs, licenses, debit cards, voter cards, and they'll take it out that way. So what's your opinion on it?
Well, I think that's exactly what they're leaning toward and working for. And with the silence of the Republicans, except for Trump, one must assume that the Republicans in the Congress and their donors are on the side of tyranny. I think Americans have to say to themselves that what they're looking at is a tyranny, deep, wealthy, and hateful. And unless they stand up, and perhaps it will come to something more forceful than words, they will become submerged in the morass of depravity, political, physical, war making, that is the trademark now of the United States. Our trademark is not the Declaration. It's not General Washington. It's not Ronald Reagan. It is depravity. We are the salesperson of depravity. We are the star of avariciousness. Mm. And it's the fault of Americans for not saying enough. We're not going to vote for more of this. And the first thing that has to happen is you have to get rid of probably, how much do you think, Colonel? 4/5 of the Republican caucus?
Yeah, at least, minimum. That's it. You know, you may leave 5-6 people there. That's it.
The you know, the new great speaker is going to sign off on this, or has signed off on the $46 billion. That, of course, we don't have any use for here in the United States, but Americans can suffer while we play guns and war with Russia over a useless piece of turf called Ukraine. Americans don't need anything. They don't need to close their border. They don't need lower prices. They need just to print money. Just keep printing money. So it's a disturbing situation to be in, but it's even more disturbing that so many people don't seem to realize they're standing in the midst of it.
I just want to run this by you, Mike. Last week, the Wall Street Journal said there's a document from 2022, and this is for the audience around the globe, okay, especially you guys in America. It reveals Putin's punishing terms for peace. And the draft peace deal drawn up shortly after Russia's invasion shows Ukraine was confronted with becoming a neutered state. Now, here's the deal. Vladimir Putin warned the West of the risk of nuclear war if it sends troops to fight in Ukraine. during an annual parliamentary address, he said Moscow had weapons that could hit Western targets. Now, that's all you got to know. This was back in 22. Did anybody speak about it? Did anybody talk about it? This is the first time I've somebody sent it to me, the first time I read it. You know, this is where we are. We're on the brink with psychotic sociopath people who are running this country, okay, that are telling us, you know, eat the cheese. It's like the same thing. I'll give you student loans. I'll give you whatever you need without the approval of the American people who pay for it, okay? I'll give you $10,000 tax discount on an EV car. I'll give you 15 years this on a solar panel, you know? And I mean, we don't approve this. And then you have these guys like in our area who are running for reelection or higher office, US congressmen, who have these once a week calls to your phone. Hey, this is your congressman. I want to tell you what we did last week in Congress. And then we have these postcards and placards that come in the mail every day, 5-6 days a week, wasting your money that you send to them, that they could tell you, look what I did. I'm standing next to Trump. Look what I did. You know, last week I did this. Last week I did this. This is the standard MO. The Republicans today are, you can't even say Rhino, Mike. They're Democrats. A lot of them are Democrats, you know, just use Republican. And then at the end of the day, it's, I got to reach across the aisle. We did get that, though. We got that bill done. We got that bill, that post office work. You know, everybody's agreement, you know, she was a great so-and-so, and we'll get the postage stamp and we'll get the post office named after her. We have just been taken over. This is 1984. And what was the other one, Mike? A Brave New World?
A Brave New World.
Yeah, this is it. We're here now, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Mike, continue.
You know, I wonder if Americans really realize anymore that everything they get from a federal official in the mail, whether it's, you know, a catalog about healthcare or flyers for re-election or first election or re-election, rather, it's all paid for by them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost them a cent. There's a thing called franking. And it allows congressmen to send what he determines is important to voters, to the electorate, to send. So we pay for kind of a self-indoctrination by these clowns, which is really, it's ironic, isn't it? You know, initially the franc was meant to make sure that the American people would know what was going on in their federal government, on the assumption that more of that government was honest and faithful to the Constitution than we have any right to believe these days anyway.
Well, when they were franking, there was 55 Buicks or something like that. Yeah. You know, another thing they're going to pull out of the rabbit hat, you know, coming up down the pike or down the lane or towards November, however you want to say it. We're going to have the white rural rage, the threat to American democracy, which is a vicious place of ethnic incitement.
You know, in its current state, Colonel, there's nothing worth destroying more than American democracy. Because it has nothing to do with republicanism or democracy. What it has to do is to serve as a cover for tyranny.
Well, the book is out, so you may want to check it out. It's White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy by Tom Schaller and Paul Waldman. And it says, a mirror image of the protocols of the Elders of Zion. And for you guys out there, for you guys out there who never read the Protocols of Zion, the Elders of Zion, you may want to check it out. And this comes to us on a post from VDARE, VDARE. Now, you know you're in a good club with VDARE when the ADL's after you or AIPAC. And, you know, another one of these canceled. VDARE was taken down. They made sure the bank would cancel them. They couldn't use the processing services and so on and so forth. So, for you guys who want to know anything about this white rage, and they write all the time about, you know, white and black. And now they show when there's a black crime, Mike, they show it on their posts. When there's a black crime, they show you the person's black or Latino, whatever. When the write-up is there from the police, it says white.
Yeah. Or the police are just so cowardly, they don't even say.
Yeah.
Now, it's a funny thing, because you turn around now when they won't identify the attacker who killed somebody or raped somebody or sold fentanyl to some kids. If they don't say the race, you know what race it is.
Oh, you know right away. Ann Coulter does that one all the time. Ann Coulter.
Non-white. Yeah. It really is incredible.
You could tell when it's a white when they show the, you know, they do the deal, but when they don't say the name.
Yeah, and I think we all should remember too that one of the goals of the New World Order, the UN, the WEF, the Democratic Party, much of the Republican Party, is to get people out of the countryside and into cities where they can be controlled and executed if they needed to be.
Right.
So part of this focus on so-called rural rage, and I'd have to ask, why shouldn't the rural country be enraged? But the goal of foisting this kind of lie about Christian nationalism or right-wing nationalism or whatever it is in rural America, it's a way America ought to be. Interested in its own private values, interested in preventing the country from being flooded by people who will never be assimilated, interest in not fighting any more wars in which their kids get killed and the rich kids go to Harvard. It's a last beating heart of America is rural America. And if they're scared of it, good for them. Come and get, what is, I can't remember the Latin, but there's a phrase called come and get it. And it means come and take my guns, you bastard.
Oh, I think it's Molin Lavi or something like that.
Yes, it's a Latin. I think that's what it is, Colonel.
Well, let's get some of those people to give us you could email us at twomikes.us, twomikes.us, or you can email to the America Out Loud news, americaoutloud.news, and let us know, you know, what that means. You know, we know it's a come and get it. It's a, oh gosh, Molin Lavi or something like that.
Something like that. I think the first time I ran into it was used at the Alamo. They told Santa Ana to come and get it if he wanted their guns and their cannon. But anyway, as I said, the last beating heart of America is in rural America. The only beating hearts in major cities are criminal hearts, abortionist hearts, tyrannical hearts. Take your pick and add to that.
Well, there's a minority of good people stuck there. Let's face it.
If they're stuck there, then they're part of it.
It's
a hard life. It's getting to be a hard life, Colonel.
Some of them can't get out, Mike. There may be some, you know, a handful of good people that can't get out.
Well, there's not a lot we can do with that. You save what you can.
Mm-hmm.
In a situation where your country is being overrun by tyrants, by the sexually depraved, by crazy people like Biden and Nancy Pelosi, it is a time for drawing a line and saying this far and no further. We're much like the South now in 1860 and 1861. We're trying to defend what was ours under the Constitution, and what is still ours because it's never been amended away. It's just not used anymore.
And they don't even speak about it. What do you mean not used? They don't even speak about it. They don't want you to have it.
And they that's right. You can get thrown in jail, I gather now, from what you say. Somebody had a sticker made about we want to be British, not internationalists, and they arrested him. So, you know, it's a time for clarity, I think. And clarity only comes from self-reflection. We all have our faults. We all have our actions we have taken and now regret and feel repentant for. But the only salvation here is in the Constitution, the Bible, and the weaponry.
I think the black robes have to come out. You know, there's a lot of talk about a black robe ministry and black robe. I don't know. You see it right here and there on the web, but you know, their voice is so minute, you can't even find them. You know, no. Like if I would say, if you would say to me, hey, Colonel Mike, where's the Black Robe meeting this week? Where's the Black Robe speaking next month? You know, they have these monthly meetings, these get togethers with ministers who are part of it. And you where is it? You don't hear it on Fox. You don't hear it on alternative media. It's not on anybody's podcast, but maybe very few, two, three. So, you know, when are you going to come out? You know what I mean?
What we must find, if it's going to be of any effect at all, is a Black Robe in every pulpit in the nation. And we have, in the Catholic, case of the Catholic Church, we have none.
Mike, you know, Mike, you mentioned this. It's like saying a Model T. Okay, the Catholic Church has been neutered for how long now? Okay, boom. Now the Protestants are the same. They took the 501c3 package.
Yeah, there's nothing more powerful for tyranny than the acceptance of tax exemption.
What do you hear from the Catholic Church? One bishop came out, Cardinal so-and-so said this, Bishop so once a month you're going to hear Cardinal so-and-so, who's in witness protection program, you know, made a statement on somebody's news thing. Okay, big deal. Bishop so-and-so, you know, he's against this. Okay, big deal. How many Catholics are they? Aren't they the largest?
There's 60 million in America.
Okay, 60 million, just America.
And I'll tell you what I know for sure is that where we're living now, we've lived for almost 4 years. And I have never once heard out of the pulpit of our church, and I pretty much go every Sunday, never heard any questioning of the Satanism of the support for tyranny that now comes out of the Vatican. So I can verify your view that, as far as my experience with my church for the last 4 years, it has been nothing but silence in terms of the need to defend the Bible, the Lord's Word, the Constitution, which protected the churches too. They don't seem to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mess. And you're right. The people who should be at the core, there was a man named Jonathan Mayhew, who was a
coming down the last couple of minutes. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say a man named Jonathan Mayhew, who lived in the 18th century. And in 1750, he made a sermon, a quite long sermon, that was a proof, according to the Gospels, and especially the Gospels of St. Paul, that no Christian is bound to obey a government that rules tyrannically. It's a clear expression of what the role of the church is in a country, a British-based country like ours or Australia or Canada, where the citizens, the priests, the ministers, the citizenry is responsible to God to defeat tyranny, not only to themselves, not only to their families and their communities, but to God, for not allowing evil to govern them. And that was the 1750s. John Adams called him the first voice of rebellion in the.
What was his name again, Mike? Let us have his name again.
Jonathan Mayhew.
Mayhew. Okay. We'll put that in the notes. We'll get a link for that, because we got to get off and get to the next. We have to go to the commercial break, and then we will come back and add on to that. We'll see you on the other side.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Welcome back. You're on the final segment, the National Security Hour, Dr. Mike and Colonel Mike. And I had to cut Mike off because he just can't look at that clock. Mike, if you want to continue, but I just let me start it with this, okay? If we're going to talk about the church, okay? They knew what they were doing. The American government knew what they were doing. The LGBTQ knew what they were doing. The church was embroiled in all of this, I don't know, sexual perversion of the, you know, the priests and the kids for many, many years, the lawsuits, just like going back to the 50s, just like, you know, the Boy Scouts, they took out the church, then they took out the Boy Scouts. You know, one by one, the deviants came in and said, well, you know, if we could have the gays here and there and everywhere, but we're going to sue you while we're at it. For something that they love to do now in America, they sued the church and they sued the Boy Scouts, right? Okay. So it's the same now with the Protestant church. In the Protestant church, it wasn't the man-boy relationship as much as it was the perversion inside, you know, the adultery, whatever, you know, but it was all about the money, the 501c3 with the Protestant churches. It was all about, you know, pumping, you know, God will make you rich if you send me the money kind of program. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's very, very few voices out there. Now, I know we have some people on this network. There's pastors and there's some good people on this network to talk about God and the church and so on. And there's a lot of believers on this network. Okay. And this is a network that goes not just in America, but around the globe. Okay. But there's very few who will say it like it is. It's a handful. Like I said, I can't find the black robe. I see these things from time to time, and we're going to get together in Savannah. We're going to get together in Tupelo. But where are you after that? You had the meeting. You ate the hot dog and the hamburger. You had the three-day weekend with the wife. Tell us what you're doing now. What was the meeting about, right? So to me, I think there's a handful. And, you know, if you just go to the two mics, twomics.us, we have a couple of great people that are on there from time to time. We haven't brought them on the National Security Hour, but you can go to our podcast. There's a Bishop Robert Smith and there's a Fred Coulter from California. If you want to hear some hardcore stuff and you want to hear what it's all about, you can go to some of our archived podcasts on that network. I just want to put that out there, Mike, because they're the two people that come on our show all the time and they say it like it is. And it's an education every time they come on. Am I right or wrong?
No, I think, you know, I told you several times when we have Fred Coulter on, he says stuff that is so remarkable and so sounds so remarkably true that I find myself taking notes and failing to participate in the conversation because he's a wealth of knowledge and he's fearless. He's a fearless speaker.
Well, that's how the people were in the Bible.
Yeah.
They were confronted with death every day. I mean, they were fearless. They said, hey, I don't have to talk to you. I got to answer to God. You think if you take my head off, you're going to scare me? You're going to burn me at the stake? You're going to scare? Look at these guys that were burnt in England. You know, guys that wrote, you know, these Bibles, the translators, the people that, you know, they were threatened. And there was one guy I read the other day, Mike, he was in jail. Cold jail, and his brother came in to console him, and brother came in to console him every day. I forgot his name by now, but you know, he was, you know, he's on a death row, you know, in jail, and it's cold, there's rodents, you know, the guy's shaking, not good food naturally, you know, when brother comes in, and even the jailer felt bad. He says, yeah, go in there and pray with your brother, you know, go talk to him. And he says, hey, thanks for coming. But in a modern way, it would be like this. Thanks for coming, but it's
it's kind of a hard trek for you to come here and pray with me. I'm with God. It's okay. Yeah. You know, I can't wait to get out there and get hung kind of thing. Like, you know, I know where I'm going, yeah. You know, I mean, that's the fearlessness, but you know, people shaking their boots today. Now they'll claim they're Christian. They'll talk about, you know, I listen to the radio station and I listen to that guy, or I like the music on this station, or they'll watch those stupid ass Christian TV on cable, the TV Christian shows, which a lot of them are just, you know, it's a reality show with Christianity, you know.
Yeah, but the only thing that's missing is really selling frying pans or something.
Yeah. And then, you know, but if you just peel the onion, like I always say, peel the onion. If you peel the onion on those Christian shows, they own 17 stations. They own 17 radio stations, right? And you know, their enterprise is worth $2-3 billion, but it's not under the, let's say, corporate veil of an LLC or PLC or PLL or corporation. You know, it's got the wife's name on this, the kid's name on this, so it's individual wealth, you know, shaken inside that IRS code. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they're telling you about, yeah, you know, Jesus loves you, and don't forget, you know, tune in Tuesday at 2 o'clock because we have another lady coming on who just wrote a book or something, and they do nothing. They do nothing. You know, there's nobody out there. Now, as much as you liked them or didn't like them back in the day, there was a guy named Jerry Falwell. He was the moral majority. But he had a voice during Reagan's time, right?
Yeah.
And who else was out there? There was a lady out there back in the day, Mike. What was her name? The Eagle Shafley? Was it Shafley?
Yes.
Phyllis Shafley?
Phyllis Shafley, yeah.
Then you had an ambassador. There was an ambassador to Switzerland and the UN who was a staunch lady during the Reagan administration. But you don't have that anymore, right? Everybody's looking to cash out. You know, look, I got to do my 20 years, 30 years. You know, even when it comes to these military guys, same thing. You know, they're going to cash out and they're going to get a pension on a bankrupt country. And they're going to tell you all the
very good point. That's a very good point, Colonel, because it's very clear that the last thing that most flag officers care about is the Constitution.
Oh, no doubt.
They're waging wars on behalf of an illegitimate president. They're not helping the American people by defending the only thing they really need to defend, which is our own border. And they're out there now, the retired ones are out there damning people for being nationalists or Christians or refusing to accept sexual depravity as the rule of the day. They are a disgraceful and rich lot, and they grew rich. When was the last time an American general got killed in action? Probably World War II. They're perfectly happy to take young men and women to wars that they know the president won't win, doesn't want to win, just wants to make money. And they're happy to abide by that. So the depth of our problems here in this country, you know, I would suggest that one of the great writers of Christianity, his name was Bunyan.
Oh, Paul Bunyan, yes.
Bunyan.
Pilgrim's Progress.
Pilgrim's Progress. I'm not sure his first name was Paul.
Come on, you're talking to the dictionary here. Let's go, buddy.
John Bunyan. Paul Bunyan was the lumberjack. Yeah, John Bunyan.
I got you good, Mike.
Yeah, you did. You got me good. But the book is a remarkably accurate description of a man's journey to heaven. And the things he encounters in life are much like the things that Americans are encountering now in their own lives and have to be overcome or defeated. And it's a book that's as fresh as the spring, always. Mm-hmm. And he wrote that while he was confined for his beliefs in a jail over two periods of time.
Let me just jump in here a second for our listeners. You know, you're on the National Security Hour with Dr. Michael Shoyan, Colonel Mike, and we're on AmericaOutloud.news, AmericaOutloud.news, 8 p.m. It's going to be Eastern Daylight Time now since a couple of days ago. So you come here to hear military and intel experts, and sometimes we just don't talk about intel and military, okay, because right now
the country's in dire straits, so we have to hit all different subjects, in my opinion, anyway, okay? And we like to talk with each other and, you know, talk to you, the audience. Sometimes we bring on a guest, sometimes we don't. You know, there's other people on the network that are doing the border, which is great. And, you know, there was Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel that were on the border, and they were on Sargis's show the other day. And there's other people on the network that are doing great work too. And, you know, Mike and I have different opinions and things, and we agree on a lot of things. But what I agree most that, you know, if you're a Christian, I don't care if you're a Christian, Muslim, whatever, even a Jew, and you read the Bible, and you start reading the Bible, let's say backwards from Revelation and go backwards, okay? New Testament backwards, you know? And if you don't have a copy, you contact us through either twomikes.us or you contact us through this network, AmericaOutloud.news. And thank you, whoever contacted this network recently. I forgot to say this, Mike. Thank you very much. I did get your message. Thank you. It was given to me by someone on the network. We want to thank you. And if you love our show, we appreciate it. And if just share it with your friends, because it was a very, very nice comment. And I appreciate that. Mike does too. If you don't have a Bible, we'll get you one. Okay. Just send us your information. We'll pass it along to the people that'll give it to you free. And they don't give cheap stuff. They're not going to give you a dollar store paperback. Trust me. They come in leather. And they're beautiful, right, Mike?
Very beautiful works of bookmaking, yes.
Yes. Okay, so if you need one, or you want an extra one, or you want the new one, which is called the Faithful Version, we'll get it to you. But the deal is, if you read Revelation and go backwards, you'll see where we are. This new world order, the Great Reset, the Hoor, Babylon. You know, there's another book out there called Two Babylons. For you Catholics, you may want to check up on it. Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. Okay. Get hip, get educated. And if you believe in God, see what he has to say to you, because we're there. We're not in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We're beyond now. We're beyond now, right, Mike? We're a little bit beyond down the road. So we're there. So if you get on your knees and pray to God for the next election, that something miraculous will happen, like all the machines will break and we'll get paper ballots or something. I don't know how. And, you know, Trump's got to humble himself before God, too. You know, I mean, it's not all I. That's a Barack Obama. I. You know, Trump has to humble himself before God, and this nation has to, because 63 million babies aborted is not like, I don't know, if it's 6 million is a Holocaust, you know, what's 63 million? What do you want to call that? But nobody wants to talk about that. Okay, we don't want to talk about that. That's what they call rights. No, it's not. It's called murder. Okay. And in the Bible, if you hate somebody, it's murder. How's that one? That's how technical it is. So go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, I think that's exactly right. And the idea that you have to become not only a believer, but your own preacher speaks to the weakness of faith in this country at the moment. And, each man his own preacher is not something that we want to hear, but it's coming to be a necessity. And the Bible isn't that hard to understand. It's not the most flowing piece of work in terms of its language, but its clarity is undeniable. And common sense, Colonel. It's common sense, as we were saying earlier, that tolerance doesn't mean surrender or abiding by depravity. Common sense says you do the right thing, and depravity is not something that's right in the eyes of God or in the eyes of any common sense human being. And we have to, there's so many things we have to stop, but I think at base, the government is irretrievably corrupt and evil.
It's a cancer on society and the country.
It's a cancer on the nation. They no longer rule by the Constitution, by the Bill of Rights, the spirit of the founders or their works. They rule by greed. They rule by an endless thirst for power. And they rule by the wishes of madmen. like Biden and Obama and so many others on both sides of the aisle, that we're kind of afloat in a country where common sense Americans are on their own. You can't assume that your neighbor has any common sense at all. They go out the door and vote for Nikki Haley or Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi or take a pick.
Hang on a second. Let me just bust in here. You know how many people were upset with Donald Trump's mean tweets? And because of his mean tweets or because of his attitude, and he's fighting the fight of his life, okay, and spending a fortune in lawfare. But these women and these men had the nerve to go out and pull the lever for Haley in spite of the fact that this man's doing everything he could to come back because, like he says, once they go through me, they got you.
Yeah,
and I'm the blockage. I mean, that's really where we're at. We got the last 3 minutes, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's irrefutably correct, Colonel. Trump is, with his faults, still the only possible sense, common sense, pro-American candidate out there.
We may be fooled. We may be bluffed. Maybe he's part of something that we don't know. Maybe we're being lied to. Maybe he's the alternative of the bad thing, but he's the best of the bad thing.
There's always a chance.
Yeah. Remember the old saying, do you dance with the devil who brung you?
Yeah.
Okay. Brung you. Not bring you, but brung you. Okay. Because it's a little Southern. All right. But the point is, if he's the lesser of the two evils, look, we've been voting for that for years. Right. Well, you know, I'd rather have a rhino than a Democrat. No, you got a Democrat anyway. All he did was put the Republican on and fool you. Right. And he voted for with the Democrats all the time. Now, let's just not bash Democrats when you got a Republican Party that's worthless. OK, they're just freaking worthless. And Nikki Haley's just a Bushy. OK. And Bush, you know, the Bush family, the Bush dynasty.
And a globalist.
Yeah, they're globalists. That's all they are.
Yeah.
So what we're fighting is globalism. What we're fighting is Antichrist. What we're fighting is New World Order. What we're fighting is the Who or Babylon in the Bible. The Who or Babylon, look it up, okay, in the Bible. Final 2 minutes, and I'm going to tell you, this has been a great show today, and we want you to come back next week, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the National Security Hour. Don't forget the podcast go up in 2 days, right? You can get us on all the platforms, right? You can get us on all the platforms. We want you to share. We want you to share all the shows, not just our show. Share the shows, share all the articles, great writers that are on the network. Okay. Share it because it's most important. You know, we're fighting for the survival of this country called America. And for all of us that are in our age group, a little bit younger, we remember the real America, okay? Like I tell people, if you grew up in the 50s and the 60s, you saw it. And that was it. You know, you're only going to see it on reruns, on TV, on cable. You're going to see what America was like and what it is. And what's coming across the border, we want to bless you and protect you, okay? And say, get whatever you have to get to protect you and your family, whatever it may be, food or whatever, okay? Because it's going to get ugly. These people are not here to just grift and get the benefits and the debit cards. They're here to do damage. This is historical. We could look back in our history what we did around the globe. These people are not here to love you. We got to thank you, the listener, for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. And you know we mean that. Liberty and justice for all.